Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
If TV has taught me anything over the years, is that the busiest border in the entire world is the America-Mexico border.
Oh, yeah. I just finished watching Narcos Mexico. What an eye-opener that is.
I reckon at the moment, maybe the New South Wales-Queensland border could be a close second the way things have been going.
Surprised if there's a few El Chapos in northern New South Wales digging a tunnel underneath the Queensland-New South Wales border.
Look, I desperately want to get to Queensland when it's legal to maybe go on a holiday to the Gold Coast or something, could maybe sunshine. But I'm happy to wait and abide by the law.
Do the right thing, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like some other people aren't happy to do that, because I was telling you a story of a woman that was going from, I think, South Australia to Western Australia, that caravan throwing Molotov cocktails out the window. Absolute craziness. But this next story probably outdoes that one, I reckon. So a woman was trying to get from New South Wales to the Sunshine State, and, well, she did it in a very strange fashion to try and smuggle herself over the border.
Busted on the outback border.
Jump out, mate. There's someone in the back here, mate.
Hiding under piles of towels and clothes.
Jump out. Are you the only one in there?
She was wedged in the boot of this white Commodore travelling on the back of a tow truck attempting to sneak into Queensland, and less than impressed when greeted by police.
I bet she wasn't.
Okay, it's like, all right, you're not allowed to really go across borders, and even if you are, you have to have the right paperwork. What are police going to think when they see a tow truck which has got a car on the back of it and it's got another trailer on the back which looks like it has furniture in it? What do you think the person's going to be trying to do?
They're going to be trying to smuggle themselves through.
They're going to be trying to move into another state, aren't they? Mm-hmm. This is just one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. And this woman
is the type of thing that my dad used to do when we were kids to try and get us into the drive-in without paying for our tickets.
No, no.
He'd stick us in the boot.
Yep.
But never tried to travel interstate with us in the boot. Although there were a few family road trips where he did threaten to stick us in the boot because we wouldn't shut up.
Watching you got to check this video out online on YouTube. But she didn't even fold the washing up that was in front of us. She was just this is like all squashed in as well, and like, all right, no worries.
Just chuck her a sponge and some dishwashing liquid. I'll just clean them up while you're in there.
It's like, did you really think you weren't going to get caught? This is just an absolutely ridiculous conversation. It's, first of all, hiding in a boot, what are you, like 7 or 8 years of age? Like, come on. And as it turns out, this isn't the first time she's actually tried this. She's tried it a few times before. Okay. Take a listen.
She'd already been denied entry at the same checkpoint twice, but still thought she could talk her way out of trouble.
So do you understand that you're not allowed in Queensland at the moment? Can I ask you if you didn't know that while you were hiding in a boot?
Yeah, in that conversation, she got lost on my way to the passenger seat. She's shaking her head going, I didn't know you weren't allowed in Queensland. It's like, okay, well then, wouldn't you have been in the car like a normal person? You wouldn't have been hiding in the boot playing hide and go seek? My God, this is ridiculous. Obviously, she has been fined $4,135 for breaching the COVID-19 restrictions. So she's in a hell of a lot of trouble. She was pushed back into New South Wales, as a matter of fact, as well.
Did the police drive her back in the boot of the cruiser?
You can stay in the boot now.
I'm agoraphobic. I just need enclosed spaces.
Yeah, or she did ride in the back in some sort. I think it was the back seat with handcuffs. Maybe that was the best that she came as well. But come on, like, if you're trying to smuggle, not that I'm, you know, basically condoning this sort of thing.
No.
First place, police always look when they pull over a suspicious vehicle in the boot. They always check the boot. Have you not seen Cops Lady?
Yeah.
Have you not watched any of these TV shows and taken notes over the years?
I think Destiny's Child are the only group that are more bootylicious than the police. They're all about that booty.
Exactly right. So police, they're used to seeing a Holden on the back of a tow truck, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It does happen from time to time. But they're also used to seeing the animal on the front of the car, not an animal in the back of the car.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
The Rural Fire Service is the backbone of our community here on the far south coast. I know they're getting ready for the 2021 fire season. We don't want a repeat of what happened over the 2019-2020 summer. And we want to show our support for the fireys as much as we can. And Wear It Yellow Day is what that is all about. To find out more about it, we are joined by the founder of Wear It Yellow Day, Christine DiBella. Good morning, Christine.
Win your dad the ultimate Father's Day prize and find out.
Sorry, you're there, Christine.
Here we go.
Got you. Hello.
Good morning, Brad and Hutsy. How are you today?
We're really good. We were saying this off air earlier. We can't believe we didn't sort of know about this. But we're at Yellow Day. Once we found out about it, we're like, we need to promote this as much as possible because we love our fireys.
That's awesome. Likewise, I love our fireys, and so does my colleague Sharon. So we kicked this day off during the fires because so many people were flooding our local RFS coffee and food and love and care and donations. And I just thought to myself, you know, we should be thanking them every single year.
Mm.
That's why I kicked it off and I went to Tia and Sharon, and we've now got permission from the RFS to run the day, and they're promoting it and sending letters out to their local RFS depots. So we're encouraging our communities to engage with their local depot, maybe do fundraising for them so that when they do have some time down, they don't have to be out fundraising for their local depot. And it's a way of saying thank you for all the hard work, giving up your time. This is about saying thank you to them every year rather than just when it hits us.
Absolutely. It's definitely something that's close to our heart here in the region, like you said. The thing is with the RFS, obviously 99% of them are volunteers. You probably know someone that's in the RFS, so a lot of people around here were affected in some way, shape or fashion by maybe even some of these people were protecting a neighbour's house when the fires were at their peak. And there's a lot of people in this community that really want to get behind our local RFS.
And it can be as simple as making yellow cakes or dyeing your hair yellow or wearing yellow and taking photos and posting it on the page and sharing it with us. And it's about saying thank you to all those ladies and gents and young people that are in the RFS.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Christine, because when I looked in my wardrobe, there wasn't one splash of yellow. And I thought, well, unless you're Emma the Yellow Wiggle or the recent winner of the Tour de France, it's like it might be hard to find yellow in the wardrobe, but there's many other ways to show your support.
Yep, a yellow ribbon tied around your wrist, in your hair, piece of yellow wattle. How gorgeous is the wattle this year?
Yeah, they're awesome. When you're speaking of yellow, I actually didn't brush my teeth this morning. They're a little bit yellow. Does that count?
That counts. It's a bit hard with the face mask as You won't really be able to show them off. And the great thing is as well, you've got a few activities for the kids on the Wear It Yellow Day Facebook page, that there's a whole bunch of colouring in activities for the kids.
Yes, so they can download that, print it, colour it in and then repost it for us all to see and share it across our site and to our beautiful people. And who knows, your local RFS depot might even go, wow, well, this is the best colouring, so we'll invite them down and let them have a sit in the truck.
Just asking for a friend, what's the cut-off age for that? I wouldn't mind going in the fire truck.
Hutsy struggles to stay inside the line, so I don't know if he's going to be a front runner for the colouring in there. And you mentioned cooking as well. Like if you don't have a yellow ensemble that you can wear, because maybe you have to wear a work uniform or whatever, you can head into the kitchen to cook up some yellow treats.
Yes, yellow cupcakes, maybe put some yellow dye in a favourite vanilla slice, custard tarts. A yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Put some extra yellow in your curry to make it nice and bright and enjoy that.
And you're encouraging people as well to take selfies of their yellow outfits.
Yeah.
Where can people go to post these pictures to show their support for the RFS and get more information about Wear It Yellow Day?
So if they join our Wear It Yellow Day Facebook page, they can post them there. They can get all the information there. There's even photos of what we did last year when we weren't so locked down in our area. Tia and I visited some of the schools and the local RFS guys were there and took the trucks and even the schools raised money for them and had sold cupcakes and gave that to the fireys. They bought them, a cup of coffee and said, well, here, you can have a free cup of coffee. So coffee vouchers were given to them.
A great idea, Christine, and it's good to see it's catching on. Everybody here on the far south coast, mums and dads, if you're homeschooling the kids, it's a free art class today.
That's
with the colouring in pictures. And get them to do some dress-ups in yellow. I'm sure they would love it. And make sure you post those photos as well on the Wear It Yellow Day Facebook page to show your support. Christine, thank you so much for catching up with us this morning.
No, thank you. And I look forward to seeing all those colouring ins and those photos coming into our page.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
And you know how there's those disaster movies and just ahead of the disaster, there's always like the scientist who sees the signs before they happen. Like Jurassic Park.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ian Malcolm, played by Jeff Goldblum, from the very start, he's like, mate, don't tinker around with dinosaur DNA. It's going to bite you in the bum. Lo and behold, that's what happens. I am the Jeff Goldblum when it comes to magpies, because the other day on the show I was talking about magpie season starting up, and I did raise the question when it came to face masks. I have to wear my mask outside the house at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't take my mask off so they know what I look like.
You're like, we're buddies.
I'm stuffed. Yeah. Magpies can identify up to 100 human faces, but if you're wearing the masks, it seems like it's a bit of a problem.
Usually, magpies can remember friendly faces, but with masks now mandatory outdoors, that recognition is gone.
If they dislike someone in the neighborhood and they're constantly going at that one person, and then every single person now has this mask on, they may think, that's him, got to get him.
Yep. Oh, no, so we all look like little Lego people to them now.
Pretty much. Like, for magpies, trying to identify us humans with all these masks on, it's like me trying to tell the girls in the Bachelor Mansion apart. I'm like, I don't know, it's all big hair and Botox to me. I can't tell who's who. That's what it's like for magpies with the face masks. They reckon magpiealert.com. The rates of reports have gone through the roof this year already because the swoops are on the rise.
But just imagine crimes against magpies now and they've got to pick them out in a lineup. The magpie gets there, it's like point the wing at one of them and say, I don't know.
Which of these humans did you see trespassing near your nest? I can't tell. Can you get number three to step forward? At first I thought, maybe magpies are just nature's anti-maskers.
And yeah, maybe, like, yeah.
They wanted to take the masks off. And, but they do have a specific type that they go after, magpies. Not just people, going for a walk to work or whatever. They go for specific types.
They usually swoop just a few people or a certain type of person. For instance, some magpies will only swoop bike riders, whereas other magpies will swoop people walking.
Yeah.
Anti-exercises.
I was going to say yet another reason for me not to exercise.
I'd love to go outside, but magpies,
It. Although, when you think about it, Hutsy, magpies are going after bike riders, people walking, basically trying to scare us into staying outside. I reckon the government, for years now, has been secretly training magpies in the lead up to this pandemic. They're using the magpies to force people indoors, keep us inside, taking away our rights to be swooped by birds. It's a mass conspiracy. Hashtag swoopspiracy. I'm having a freedom rally on Friday. There's a nesting ground here in Bega. We're all going to go down and get swooped by the magpies. It's our right, damn it. We're going to do it. Are you with me?
Have you got a spare stack hat? Then maybe.
Yeah, I'll put the zip ties on it now.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.